Welcome to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and thanks for being a Komando community member. Kim is on vacation this week, so this is a previously recorded show. It's hour one for the Memorial Day weekend of May 29th, 2021.
Do you remember going to McDonald's? And then many, many moons ago, they used to have this thing called straws. Yes, right. And they would, you'd go get a drink, and then you'd go over, and you'd get the lid, and then you'd get a straw. And the straw was in a paper wrapper. And I bet you grabbed more straws than you need, and then you ended up throwing them away. And now you should totally regret that, because the straws are long gone because of environmental concerns. But if you have some laying around, get this. They are selling on eBay for these crazy amounts. There's a listing for 6 McDonald's straws still in the paper. Okay, just guess how much. I'm going to tell you, $4,000 for 6 straws. I said $4,000, collectible, so it seems. Now, it reminds me what happened to me. I was in a McDonald's and I saw this elderly couple. So I went up to them. I said, listen, I noticed that you only have one meal between you. If you'd like, I'd get another one for you. It's like no trouble. And the woman looked at me and she said, you know, you're so kind, but in our marriage, my husband and I, we share everything as we have for the last 52 years, and there's certainly enough food for both of us. A few minutes later, I noticed that now the elderly man was eating while the wife sat in silence. And I said, well, you know what? Let me just get you a meal because it made me feel like so much better. And the woman said, no, really, honey, it's fine. I'm waiting for my turn with the dentures. I promise to get better. I promise. Don't leave me now. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, it's just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life. We talk about all the gadgets and gizmos, making money, saving money. What's left of your privacy online, and of course, security and all the data breaches. It's called the Kim Komando Show because, after all, I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again.
We're not worthy. Mm-hmm. We're not worthy.
Hey, listen, you can find us on 400 top stations from coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Network Radio. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. All right, let's get this hour started with some interesting items across my screen that you need to know about. We're going to start with Facebook this time. It's no secret that they are really trying to get into the hardware business. They have the Portal, that's that smart display, the Oculus VR headsets, and they do have a wearable fitness tracker that's in the works. And you may have heard that they are now coming out with these augmented reality smart glasses. They're working with the Ray-Ban parent company, Luxottica. And we actually told you about it last September. So we really didn't hear a lot about the glasses until a few days ago. Boz Bosworth, that's his name. Wouldn't that be something? Boz Bosworth and Kim Komando. It sounds like we should be like a joke that goes into the bar. Anyway, Boz says that Facebook is considering incorporating facial recognition into those glasses. Right. So now they're throwing the idea around that you're going to be wearing these glasses, and as you're walking down the street, it'll be like, oh, that's Mike James. Oh, look. There's Kim Komando right in your glasses. And then you can see everything that you know about that person. Privacy or not, they say they're going to market as a feature that everybody has been waiting for, Facebook recognition. And by the way, if COVID-19 has forced you or a loved one to wear a mask with your glasses, you may be entitled to condensation. Come on, Mike. Come on. Okay, that was funny, right?
Was funny.
Okay,
yes.
Condensation. Do you get it?
I get it. Right. I get it.
If you have to explain it, then it's probably not that funny. I know. I'm sorry. All right. Gatorade is getting into the tech business. What? Yes, the GX sweat patch. $25. It's a patch that analyzes your sweat. Who knew? You can set up a sweat profile in the Gatorade app and then stick the patch on the inner side of your left arm before starting a workout. Then the patch will measure your sweat levels based on your workout and intensity levels. We need this for some reason. It's going to show your stats, hydration levels, sodium losses, performance. It'll compare those levels with your other recent workouts. They say that it's going to tell you whether or not you're getting dehydrated. It's available at Dick's Sporting Goods, both in-store and online. It's a real product, $25. But keep in mind, this is a disposable patch. Yeah. Every single time that you wear it and sweat, $25. $25. $25. Yeah, I don't think we need that either. All right, moving right along. Yes, everybody's still using video conferencing software. Then some new features are always in the works. Microsoft Teams, Google Meet, Zoom, but there's one platform that we really don't talk about a lot, Cisco WebEx. But the reason why I want to bring this up is because it is just so darn innovative. It's just a matter of time before this particular feature comes back into Microsoft and Google's camp. So forget just those blurry backgrounds and noise cancellation. WebEx has real-time translation. It works with more than 100 languages. So if you're sitting there and you're trying to have a Zoom call, a WebEx call, whatever you want to call it, with somebody who speaks another language, you can have real-time translation just right there in captions right on the screen. I think that's really darn amazing. Arabic, Dutch, French, German, Japanese, Korean, Mandarin, Russian, Spanish, also Danish, Hindi, Turkish, Vietnamese, all rolling out between now and May. It reminds me of, what does a spider use to make videos? What does a spider use to make videos? Kids, you're going to love this. A webcam. Speaking of new things that are happening, Zoom has finally come to the party with a way for you to blur your background. Yeah, for some reason, they haven't had this. Upgrade to Zoom version 5.50, and it's not difficult to set up. You click on Settings, top right-hand corner, look for the options as background filters, and then it has an option that says Blur. And I know what you're thinking, Blur. Yeah, that kind of seems like what's been happening for the last year in our lives. And finally, did you hear that Tom Cruise is on TikTok? Yeah, the 58-year-old movie star still does his own stunts, has these short videos performing a magic trick, taking a golf swing, and more. But it's not really Tom Cruise. The TikTok account at Deep Tom Cruise, deep fake videos of someone who has Cruise's face digitally superimposed using machine learning and AI. And I'll tell you, it is truly, truly a deep fake. If you look at this, you're like, could have sworn it was him. Really. Now, you might think that once it was confirmed that this person wasn't really Tom Cruise, that TikTok should have suspended the account. But TikTok says no. Since the word deep was used in the account name, Deep Tom Cruise, TikTok says, hey, that's enough to illustrate that the content's fake and it doesn't violate our TOS or terms of service. Still, don't believe everything that you see online, and I don't advise you starting your own deep fake account. And you might think that, hey, I can do this, Kim Komando. I have all the right moves, but it sounds like risky business to me. Yes. And what do you call a Tom Cruise movie with a hamburger in it? That's right. What do you call a Tom Cruise movie with a hamburger in it? Top Bun. Okay, I saw you laugh. I saw you laugh. I heard it. All right, still to come this hour, we have our digital life hacks tip. Oh, this is so fun. You're going to love it. 20 tech things that you can get for free that you shouldn't be paying for. You don't want to miss that. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Okay, so you have all the security going on in your computer, right? You've got your antivirus software, and you've got your firewall and your router, and you're trying to think, make sure everything is locked down. But have you ever really checked? Have you ever really checked to see if it's working? You just trust that it's working, but have you ever really checked? It's like thinking that your health is all going great, fine, and dandy, and then suddenly you go to the doctor and you're like, cholesterol's a little high, blood pressure might be a little high. So coming up in just a few moments, we're going to talk about how you can do a quick check to make sure that firewall is working in your computer. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder is that if you ever have a question about something digital that I can lend a hand to, it's really simple. Just go to the bottom of the webpage over at commando.com. At any single page, there's a link that says contact us, and then send me an email. I read every single email, and I use those emails as content for here on the show and also for content in our tips, which, by the way, if you're not getting our newsletters, you are totally missing out. We send out like 30 million every month. Where have you been? Go to commando.com/subscribe. And how about we get this hour started with Lynn in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hello there, Lynn. Glad to have you with us today.
I'm excited. Yes, I'm excited. I am excited to be talking to you today.
Oh, you got it. Well, that's pretty sweet of you to say.
We hear you on Saturday afternoons on KRDO, and so I listen in whenever I get the chance. I think it's really cool that people have someone like you that they can reach out to and get help. Not everybody is digitally enhanced, or whatever you want to say that. So
you know,
I think it's just really cool that you're there.
Well, thank you. I mean, you know, I would say the majority of people are not digitally adept. And, you know, and I think where our niche comes into play is that, you know, you can Google things, right? I mean, and you can get answers, but you don't know if those answers are really correct. You don't know who's really behind the answer. And that's where we come into play to kind of, you know, go through the weeds, so to speak. So what's on your mind? And thank you for all your kind words, Lynn.
So I have been tasked, requested, to provide a capability for a women's group at church. They want to be able to record a women's conference. And because of COVID, not everybody feels comfortable in coming into the building. So they have asked me to be able to record the video and then put it up online someplace so that the other women could watch it.
Sure.
When they can. We're also thinking about using this to be able to do like church training videos and so on. I've dabbled a lot in digital stuff, but it's an area that I haven't delved deeply into.
Okay, so tell me what kind of setup do you have right now?
So right now I've got a PTZ, a point tilt and zoom camera mm-hmm. that is mounted in the back in the corner of the room that gives me a good shot of the podium where people are. And that feed is an S video feed that comes back into the closet, my little office where I've got some stuff set up.
Okay.
I've also got building sound that comes back as a 1/8-inch stereo jack.
Okay. Well, that's good enough. It kind of gives me a whole picture about what's going on. But isn't it amazing that we are now able to do this type of operation from a community church, right? Just using off-the-shelf components. I mean, many years ago, many being 5+, is that we'd be sitting there going, oh, well, you know, Lynn, this is going to be a lot of work and a lot of money. Now it's not so much.
Ten years ago, when I first set up this capability, it took hours to set it up.
And
now I sit down and do some, you know, we normally webcast certain meetings during the year, but I don't have the ability to store, record it, and then make it available.
Okay, well, here's what you're going to do. Is that there's a piece of software, and the good news is that it's free and it's open source. I've talked about it here on the show before. It's called OBS, Open Broadcaster Software, okay? And what it allows you to do is record certain videos, and it works with live streaming, so you can stream to YouTube and Twitch or these other providers that you want. It also allows you to capture the network's streams. You can also do screen records, and you can also get the audio if it's actually being piped into audio in on the laptop. And if the camera has HDMI out, you can also use an HDMI capture card through the USB port. There's, you know, without getting overly technical, this is really simple stuff to do. And then once you configure this OBS software, is that the simplest place for anybody, if you have any type of video that you're trying to make readily accessible to folks within your communities, is that you use YouTube. Okay, it's right there. You set up a channel, you can set up a private channel, and or you can set up a public channel. And what's nice about these private videos is that if somebody doesn't have the address, that they can't see it. So you can keep some of this private. Lynn, what I'm going to do is give you some actual addresses and some links for you to check out. And so look for those in your email. For everybody else, I'm going to publish those links over at the Commando community. So if you go to commando.com/community, there's the Q&A forum. And inside the Q&A forum, there's a folder called Show Questions. And then that's where we'll be posting some of those answers. Lynn, thanks for your call. Stay right where you are. We have more of your calls coming up. All right, a couple of things I need to pass along, first of which is that I want you to make sure that your firewall is working. Your router has thousands of ports that let different kinds of information pass through the network and the internet. But if hackers find an exposed networking port on your computer, they can just jump right into the game. And that's where your firewall comes in. It keeps the hackers out. But how do you know it's really, truly doing its job? How do you know it's working? How do you know somebody hasn't already gotten in there and then futzed with all the settings? FUTS being the technical term, by the way. You can head over to commando.com. We have details on a free tool that allows you to make sure that your firewall is working. And also, for every smart speaker and TV listening to us, you have yet another connected gadget, right? The good news is that you can keep big tech from listening in on many situations by simply tricking the device's microphones. So take something that has a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack, pretty standard stuff. When you plug in a headset, your phone, tablet, computer's mic is totally disabled in favor of the external mic. And the only way to shut off your gadget's mic is to plug another one in. We've got the solution. It's like a little bit of MacGyver tip, but you're going to put in a mic lock microphone blocker. We've got links to all of that. And they're cheaper than you think over at commando.com. Now, a lot of people like this tip on our site about using the mic so that big tech couldn't listen, that you just kind of block that mic. And for all of that, I want to say thanks for the feedback. Russell in Independence, Iowa. Hello there, Russell.
Hi, Kim. I'm glad to talk to you.
Oh, my pleasure.
I listen to you out here in Iowa on Saturday mornings for the 3 hours a day.
Oh, well, thank you for that. Thank you.
But I'm not anywhere close to being a computer whiz. And my wife did all the computer stuff, and she passed away in April.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I've got all the trinkets and the gadgets and the glass works and stuff that she collected over the 35 years that we were married. And I've been told that I should go to like a silent auction or do something like that on the internet and have it set up like a PayPal account. And I don't know if that's the best way to go to get rid of some of her stuff or not.
Well, you know, Russell, there's a lot of different ways that you can do this. Probably the easiest and the best way, and the way that most people are doing, is that they're using eBay, because eBay allows you to set a fixed price or you can auction off an item. And you'll see that many figurines, whether it's anything from Yadro to Precious Moments to Hummels, whatever somebody may be collecting, is that you can actually see what they're selling for. And then you can set up kind of like your own shop, because it sounds like you have a lot of stuff, right?
And, I got lots of stuff.
And the good news is that eBay offers a lot of tutorials about how to do this. And so you can, you have to take pictures, you have to describe it, you have to talk about what kind of condition it is, and you always want to, be totally honest, because what happens is that, people are going to rate you, and we don't want you to get bad ratings. And it's very time consuming. I don't want you to think this is something that you're going to be like, oh, yeah, this is going to be really, good and done. The thing that you don't want to do is just head over to Craigslist, because I don't want you to get ripped off. And there's a lot of scams and things that are going on in there. There are a couple of other websites that you might want to look at for valuation purposes, because the values on eBay tend to be a little bit lower. One is called Ruby Lane, and you might want to actually list some products over there as well. You have to have at least 10 items posted at all times. The items have to be at least 20 years old and $5 or more, so they put some requirements on that. And then there's also something called the TIAS. Stands for the Internet Antique Store. And so you can probably get some valuations for some of the things along the way on those particular sites as well. So the bottom line here is that couple of steps. You want to, number one, do a complete inventory of everything that you have. We've got some links to some inventory collectible software on the website. And matter of fact, let me put a list of those together for you as well. And then after you do the collectibles, sometimes these will actually even go out onto eBay and tell you what it's worth. So you have some type of format of what exactly this collection is that you have. And then you can see what the value is, what you're willing to take for it. You set up your store on eBay, you set up a PayPal account. And then, as I mentioned, you become a really diligent seller, because it's really easy for somebody to leave bad ratings. Very often people leave great ratings. And then, of course, those other websites that I mentioned, Ruby Lane and the Internet Antique Store. And we'll post links to these all over at commando.com and inside the Q&A forum inside the community. And Russell, thank you so much for your call today. And also for listening every single weekend. Really, really means a lot, because without the local support of our radio stations, you know, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. And so we really appreciate each and every one of you that have become regular listeners over the years. And it's always a good idea to reach out to your local radio station and just say, hey, thanks for airing the Kim Komando Show. Because these program directors, they've got a lot of different options when it comes to deciding what programs they're going to be putting on their airwaves. And when they hear from good people like you that you appreciate the programming, especially the Kim Komando Show, it can really make a difference. Let's go ahead and do our digital life hack. And this week is brought to you by ExpressVPN. You know what's not fair? Netflix hides thousands of shows and movies from you based on your location and then has the nerve to increase the price on you. That's right. They've just raised their prices once again. Make sure you're getting your full money's worth by using ExpressVPN like I do. You can see what's on Netflix in your country, but also in other countries, because what Netflix airs here in the United States is completely different from someone in the UK or Japan has on their Netflix account. But using ExpressVPN, I can control which country I want Netflix to think that I'm located. ExpressVPN has over 90 countries to choose from. So every time I run out of stuff to watch, I just switch to another country to unlock new shows. And here's the best part. You can use ExpressVPN to unlock shows on other streaming services too. So stop paying full price for streaming services and only getting access to a fraction of their content. I want you to get your money's worth at expressvpn.com/Kim. And don't forget, you have to use a special link to get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/Kim. That's expressvpn.com/Kim. All right, this week's digital life hacks. Oh, we had so much fun putting together. And I bet you this is something that you're going to want to pass along to your family members and friends. We put together a list of 20 things that you can get for free that you should not be paying for. Like, for example, number one, free ebooks. That's right. I know that you can go to Barnes & Noble or even Amazon, and you can see how expensive these books can be. But you can get free ebooks through a website called Open Library. We're going to tell you more about that on the site. Number two is you can take college-level classes. That's right. A year of Harvard University, $70,000. You don't have to do that. We put together links of all these different colleges where you can take some great classes. You can freeze your credit for free. That's number three. Number four, don't pay for Photoshop until you check out this list, because we have high quality photo editing software for beginners and intermediates and also these experts absolutely for free. And number five is free video editing software. And I'll tell you more about how you can use a program called like DaVinci Resolve 16. Number six is word processing software. If you're struggling with paying for Microsoft Office, you don't have to. There's a free version called LibreOffice. What about streaming music? Yeah, free music. We like that. Anything from YouTube Music to Pandora. Number eight is you can also set up a second phone number. It's a must-have for anybody who's sick of robocalls. It's kind of like a burner number. You can bank online. You can get free smoke detectors. I don't know if you know that, from the Red Cross. Number 11 is we have the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It's a free tool that estimates your monthly Social Security benefits and offers specific retirement planning specifications, yoga classes, free movies, free streaming, free audiobooks, free credit scores, free counseling, free resume writing help. You get the gist. Just all kinds of great things. You ought to just check out the entire list. Because it's radio, I can't go through every single one in detail, but I can do that for you on the website. So head over to komando.com, and once you're there, hit the link that says Kim's Show. You heard me talk about the Q&A forum over at the community, and what's great is we have our IT genius team commando John on board, on mark, on target. Like, for example, I had a question from Barry W. He says he developed his own Excel spreadsheet to manage his passwords. He wants to review several classes. What's the general approach? So John goes in and goes, hey, listen, here's what you want to do. Okay, you want to keep an offline passline manager. You want to use a USB drive, use the KeePass for web-based, suggest LastPass with a security key from Yubico. Yeah, just right there. How about Arlen? He says he's using Comcast for Hotmail. He's going to be moving. He wants to get away from Comcast Mail. And he wants to know how he can use Start Mail step-by-step instructions. IMAP. You know what IMAP is? No, it has nothing to do with your iPhone. John explains it all, again, over inside the Komando community. So if you ever have a Q&A question, you need help pronto, what you do is go over to komando.com/community and hit the Q&A forum. Leave your question for us there. And if you're not already a member Super easy to do. You get a 30-day free trial over at GetKim.com. Once again, that's GetKim.com. Charles in Greenville, South Carolina. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Kim. Pleasure to talk to you again.
Thank you. Now, Charles, we spoke, what, a week or two ago?
Yes, correct. Do you want me to say the background?
Yeah, just in case we have some new listeners. I know who you are, but there may be some people who are just tuning in.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm 46 years old. I was recently given a pretty rough prognosis of cancer. They told me I have maybe 2 or 3 years. Like I said, it is what it is, and I'm taking it with a sense of humor. I have a positive attitude. I got a lot of family support, so I appreciate all that. And I had asked you, I want to start making videos for my 4-year-old son. He's soon to be 5. I wanted to start making videos for my son, and you had advised that I get a, I guess it's not a selfie stick, but it's a stand, and it has a light.
Yeah, makes it easy. This way you don't have to You don't have to manage a whole bunch of things like trying to hold something while you're trying to have a conversation with your son.
Yes, yes. And so I got one of those. I actually got a mic too.
Good.
And it sounds good. It sounds a little bit better with my mic. I mean, my phone does a pretty good job, but it sounds a little bit better with my mic. And I made my first video. It's pretty awesome. It is what it is. I mean, I just think it's pretty cool. But now I'm kind of stuck on content. I don't even know where to begin. I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, There's so much I want to tell them, and there's so much, I don't know. Do I do a change tire video, change the oil video? There's a lot that I want to tell them. I'm just stuck because I'm like, how do I format this?
Well, thank you for... thank you for calling back, and thank you for trusting me to help you through this whole journey, this whole process.
Thank you.
Because I am here for you. I want you to know that I am. I mean, I'm not going to walk away at any point until you tell me, I'm on my own. Let's think about things that you would want to know. Okay. I would forget about changing the tire and changing the oil. By the time that this little guy gets to be 15, 16, we're all going to be driving EVs, right?
Okay.
So, those life skills are kind of long gone. It gets back to Ian on his prom. My son Ian, he had to wear a tie, right? He didn't know how to tie a tie. So I said to Barry, go teach him how to tie a tie. And Barry comes back and says, it's all done. He tied his own tie. I'm like, what do you mean he tied his own tie? I mean, last time I saw it, it looked like garbage. He's like, no, he did. I went over and sure enough, he's got that Windsor knot going on. And I looked at him. I said, how'd you learn how to tie the tie? He says, well, I watched some YouTube videos. I'm like, oh, okay. So
I see.
Think of things that you can talk to him about that won't be on YouTube. And that goes back to very personal things between you and your son. Maybe how did you come up with the name for him? What did you feel the first time you held him? Right?
Okay. Yes.
What's your favorite band? What's your favorite song? What's the most favorite thing that you've done in your entire life? What did you do as a teenager that got you in totally so much trouble?
Okay. A lot.
A lot. Okay. I often say that thank goodness that we didn't have social media when I was a teenager or in college, because that would have been a really bad thing. Or how about GPS trackers? Oh, yeah, Mom, I'm at the library. Don't worry. Oh, they're just having a concert here at the library, I think. Something like that. I would also talk to him about when you meet the girl of your dreams, I don't want you to fall for the first one. I want you to go for at least go through like at least 3 to 5.
Sure.
Because the girl that you're going to meet in the beginning is not the one. And by the way, here are 3 signs. If she's codependent on you, you don't want her. If she don't work, you don't want her. If she's showing up with 6 babies and 3 baby daddies, you don't want her.
Okay. Right.
What's the greatest lesson that you can pass along to him? Let's not forget about spirituality.
Sure.
And God.
Mm-hmm.
And the role of prayer in his life, and how he's going to need to have faith that you and him are going to be together again.
Yes.
And
wonderful.
You are always going to be there for him and to guide him. And he should listen to his gut, because that's where you'll be. Some funny pictures. Okay. Some stories behind some funny pictures. Some traditions that you have in your family. Is there anything that you wanted to ask your mom and dad that you didn't, or your grandparents that you just didn't have the chance to? I mean, I would love to have sat down with my grandmother when she came over from Russia and say, how the heck did you come over not knowing a lick of English and you built a window washing business in Manhattan? What?
Okay. Right.
So come up with themes with life milestones. I'll send you a list. And then here's what I want to do. I know you're a member of the community, and I want everybody in the community, we are going to help you, Charles. I'm going to put this up, and then I want everybody in the community to post some questions, and let's pull this together. Let's band together and help Charles. Let's help him as much as we can, because that's our job here. So we'll set up a special section for Charles within the community. There are other resources that maybe we should be telling you about, Caring Bridge, whatever it may be. Charles, we're all going to band together. We're going to be there for you, okay? And I'll send you a list to your personal email. And thanks for your call. Hey, there's a Facebook scam spreading. It's tricked 500,000 people. It starts with something that says, hey, is this you? And it looks like it could be a video. You click, it's a video. Guess what? Bingo, bango, you got malware. So don't fall for it. It's not you. Hey, stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Komando Show you never, ever want to miss. You're on the Westar Multimedia Network.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Kim Komando Show podcast, and this is hour two for the weekend of May 29th, 2021. Hope you're having a good Memorial Day weekend.
Kind of looks nice. I guess there's an Amazon sales page, and it shows a bottle of champagne sitting on a white tablecloth for a romantic dinner, candles and everything. And the champagne is in like this bowl. And the bowl is, they say, a 1960s Chinese traditional fruit basket. It has a pair of Mandarin ducks on the outside. And Chinese words Mandarin that says symbolizing double happiness in red. So it's advertised as being a Chinese antique with just a wide range of uses. Just one problem. It's not exactly a Chinese antique. It's a spittoon or a chamber pot. Okay, it's a mobile portable toilet that they're selling. They must ship them in by the wonton. I don't care much for Chinese food, but when I see a big plate of egg noodles, I go nuts. I'm kind of a low maniac. Oh, yeah, and medicine never stop. Hey, listen, you can find us on 400 top stations from coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Network Radio. And special thanks to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation as we speak. You tapped into it. You got it. It's the Kim Komando Show. It's your source for all things digital. All righty, let's get this hour started with some interesting items that cross my screen that you need to know to stay up to date. And to kick things off, we're going to take a trip over to Japan, where Toyota is this week breaking ground on what they're calling the Woven City. This is really something. It's the automaker's take on the city of the future. They're building this. I'm not talking about a whole bunch of smart appliances and solar panels. This is a living lab, robot-made buildings powered by solar, geothermal energy, hydrogen fuel shells. The roads function as a grid with space set aside for both pedestrians and self-driving cars. No manual cars are allowed. Sensors are everywhere, from the roads to the buildings and inside the homes. That'll pave the way for, they say, true autonomous cars and robots do everything, from deliveries, even taking out the trash. Wow. The first 100 or so residents will be mostly employees of Toyota. And then they're going to say invite inventors and scientists to move in. But, you know, remember, Japan is always ahead of us when it comes to tech. And maybe someday we will all live in a smart city. Wouldn't that be something? But we should never, ever forget history. You know, it does repeat itself, and it can repeat itself. We must all remember what Godzilla did after eating all of Tokyo. He took a city dump. Sometimes I just crack myself up. That one came to me, and I was like, okay, moving on. Let's talk about the homes, the home that you live in. You go to Zillow, you see the Z estimate, right? And it's what Zillow.com estimates that your property's worth. This is really fascinating to me because, you know, I like to dabble in real estate. If you like real estate, listen up. Because now with these Z estimates, Zillow is ready to put their money where their virtual mouth is. In 20 markets around the country, Zillow has modified information on pages for certain homes, inviting the owners to sell their homes to Zillow based on the amount listed in the Z estimate. And so if you search for your address and you see that Zillow is willing to buy it, you can accept the initial offer. The next step is Zillow sends over an inspector to make sure that the info they have is correct. Everything checks out. The offer stands. They'll pay you cash for your property. They need to make a few touch-ups, they say, and then they're going to flip it. Zillow first started using Z estimates 15 years ago. They were way off, a median that overvalued properties by about 15%, but they're getting a heck of a lot better with that. And that's math for you. I mean, it's always filled with problems. Google-owned YouTube has had its share of missteps over the years, false information, conspiracy theories, but yay, they have this separate platform called YouTube Kids, and this past week they say they're going to have supervised accounts over at YouTube for kids under the age of 13. Parents can set up the account and choose from three different restrictions. The least restrictive is most of YouTube, blocks age restricted. The most restrictive is called Explore. But good news for YouTube for helping protect the kids, except for what was this? Why did it take so long in the first place? I know Google was busy making billions of dollars off the kids watching ads on YouTube until the Fed started asking questions. So now they're saying, oh, maybe we ought to put some parental controls on board. But now the kids can hit YouTube for help with schoolwork, especially chemistry. But just keep in mind that most of those videos are only updated periodically. Thanks to Microsoft Windows, we're all very aware that software updates can be, well, would you use the word erratic? I think so. What about the iRobot Roomba vacuum? Now they're having serious navigation problems because of a firmware update. Ranges from vacuuming in strange patterns, not being able to find the dock, getting stuck in spots with no obstacles. One Twitter user says it's like his Roomba is drunk, while another complained about spending $800 on a vacuum that just spins around in circles. In some of the more severe cases, navigation maps that the Roombas learned were completely erased. And the worst part, there's apparently no immediate fix. So iRobot confirms there's a software update behind the problem. i7, i9 model robots, rather. The update is new one is going to be rolled out over the next several weeks. Now it looks like those Roombas are just going to be collecting dust, just not the way that they were supposed to be. And finally, last week, the Perseverance rover successfully landed on the surface of Mars. Wasn't that incredible footage? And just a few days ago, NASA released some high-quality video of the landing. Now, one topic that came up involved a strange pattern on the rover's parachute. Well, the plot thickened when the head of the landing team teased a potential hidden message in the parachute's pattern. Didn't take long. Mere hours later, a computer scientist student in France announced on Twitter that he and his father had cracked the code by identifying a 10-bit pattern in the circles. Of course they did. Breaking the patterns into binary numbers, they deciphered a simple three words, dare mighty things. That was all part of Teddy Roosevelt's strenuous life speech way back in 1899, and now it's the model for NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab in California, where the Perseverance was built. So the parachute's outer band was also a code. You know what that was? The GPS coordinates for the JPL. So no matter whether it's successful landing on Mars or hiding a secret message in a parachute, it's all because the good people at NASA plan it. All right, coming up in this hour's digital privacy tip, we have 7 online security basics that you really need to stop ignoring. And we have all of your fantastic phone calls you never, ever want to miss. You're on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, just a quick reminder, if you're listening to our show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, maybe you want to hear parts again, you can always catch the entire three-hour Kim Komando show, and every hour is standalone. Every hour is unique with brand new content over at GetKim.com. It's a 30-day free trial. After that, it's just a couple of bucks a month. We offer discounts for seniors and military and service personnel and vets. And again, that's over at GetKim.com. You can get it free for 30 days. And as I mentioned, just a couple of bucks a month after that to help support our business. Because after all, we're not big tech. We're not tracking you. And so we need to make money somehow. And so pay for the lines and the studios and good stuff like that. So that's GetKim.com. Let's see. Chuck in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hi there, Chuck.
Yes. Hey, Kim. Great talking to you. Love your show.
Thank you.
I'll get real quick to the point. I'm interested in maybe doing some online business of some sort, and a friend of mine told me, you know, maybe want to Google your name and stuff like that. And so I was just going through some stuff, and I saw some stuff that wasn't quite accurate, you know, and I'm a busy guy, and then I look at some of these services that, you know, maybe clean your reputation or something like that, just looking into them, and they're prohibitively priced, and I've heard bad reviews, and I thought, I'm sure Kim has an idea of what an individual person can do who's maybe not as tech-savvy as some others to help clean up some things that not necessarily true.
So, Chuck, what are you finding online that you want to get rid of?
Oh, I saw something at mylife.com. You know, for some reason, some score was not, you know, I'm thinking now, I don't even know some of these people that it says I know. And I thought, you know, what's going on with this, you know?
Well, here's the deal is that, you know, I get this call from time to time. And that's why I asked what kind of content it was, because sometimes we call in and say, well, you know, I committed a felony 10 years ago and it wasn't my fault and I got out of prison and I want to get it off. And you know, that's just not going away. Neither is if there's a story about you written in the newspaper about you doing something, that's probably not going to go away. But fortunately, these sites like MyLife and ZabbaSearch and Family Tree now, in the fear of getting any type of regulation down the road, they have actually made it surprisingly simple now. It used to be very, very complicated. Like, you know, you'd have to send them a fax or a letter in the mail to remove your record. But now you can remove your record at these various sites. The method depends upon which site that you go to. And you may find it that inside the terms and conditions of the specific site, and you normally have to hunt around for it. Of course, they're not going to make it right there front and center, because if they did and everybody wiped out the site wouldn't be generating any income for them, right? So they have to put it a little bit behind some secret walls. Over at Komando.com, we do have a list of probably the top 12 sites, including MyLife, that you can get yourself out of. But it's always a good idea to go do a Google search on yourself to see exactly what you find, because anytime that you meet anybody, whether personally or professionally, they're going to punch your name into Google to see what it is that they can find, up to including images. You don't necessarily need to hire one of these defender services. You can do it all yourself. You really can. One of the things I do recommend is that if you don't already have a personal website with your name, is to create one. You could do that with Wix or Weebly or Squarespace, where it becomes almost like your own online resume. And so that this way, when somebody does Google search your name, that becomes one of the top search results. And it's the it's the information that you want out there. And you're going to link to your Instagram account from there. Make sure you have a LinkedIn account, because that's where a lot of people are now searching for business professionals. And it's going to take some time. This isn't like one of these, well, if I just wave my magic wand and everything's beautiful once again. Okay.
I appreciate it.
So, does that all make sense, or do you have any questions?
Absolutely. I now have a ground map to go forward with.
Okay.
I appreciate it very much.
So what I'm going to do, Chuck, is I'm going to post a list of those. Let me just do people search remove over at, Komando.com in the Q&A forum. And that's accessible to everybody. And so that this way you'll have a link to all the different places for you to get yourself out of these annoying people search sites. Because you know, less information is sometimes the best information. So let's go ahead and do that. You know, we have our security systems in check. We have your antivirus software. You're making sure that you're getting all the updates, not just your system software updates, but also any type of firmware updates. And let me tell you, it's not like your webcams, your internet or things are actually going to come down and say, "Hi, Joe, I just want to let you know I'm here from Linksys to let you know that you have an update." No, it's totally up to you to make sure that you get these updates. And that's why I always say, you know, every 3 months, set a reminder in your calendar program to say, check for regular updates. Now, over at commando.com, we have a free check to see if your router has been hacked by criminals. Now, inside, you have something that you use called a DNS, which is short for a domain name system. It's kind of like a phone book on the internet, because way many years ago was that internet websites used to have numbers like 207.19.341.19, and nobody could remember it, and so it translates into whatever the name of that website is. Now, hackers are so smart that they trick the DNS, so it redirects you to fake versions of sites that you're trying to visit. That means when you think you're going to your bank's website, you go to a malicious site instead, and it steals your data. Now, the good news is that there's a tool to help keep your internet connection safe from hackers, and it's totally free. You can test your router using WhoIsMyDNS. And here's what it does. It is identifies the DNS server and the IP address that makes requests on your behalf to make sure that nobody has been in there, nobody's hacking, nobody's stealing your keystrokes, you don't have malware on your system. Now, over at commando.com, you can find out how to use this free tool and why it's a good idea to prevent this kind of attack also by using a VPN or a virtual private network. Hey, stay right where you are. Coming up in our digital privacy tip, we have 7 online security basics that you really need to stop ignoring, and we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show. All right. Over at commando.com/podcast, we have been having such an amazing time putting together some really terrific podcasts. We talked about how cars are tracking you, what's in the black box, is it legal or not, what type of data that you're giving to your car manufacturers. And then I started talking about what's going to be the big story in 2021 as far as digital privacy. I mean, what could the U.S. military want with your data? Huh? What did she just say? Yeah, that's right. Sean O'Brien is the principal researcher over at ExpressVPN Digital Security Lab. He's also a lecturer at cybersecurity at Yale Law School, the Yale Privacy Labs. He's the CEO of Privacy Safe. I mean, he's got all these things going on. And I had such a great conversation with him about something called X Mode. If you've ever used an app for text messaging, dating, or even praying, your secrets have gone to X Mode, which sells location data to military contractors. Well, we've got the full story in this podcast, and also which apps may be tracking you the most. So you have to hear the whole podcast. You don't want to miss a moment of this. It's called Digital Privacy in 2021. Take a hard look at your apps. And you can find our podcast over on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. And again, over on our website at commando.com/podcast. That's with a K, of course, KOMANDO.com/podcast. Let's go ahead and do our digital privacy tip. This week, we're talking about 7 online security basics that you really need to stop ignoring, because as we keep going on in our digital life, we have a tendency to throw things off to the side. Number one, I want to make sure that you're not missing out on these important security patches. We're going to tell you how to check for Windows 10 updates, as well as on your Mac and your iOS devices and Androids. Second on our list is oversharing. Okay, it's easy to think, well, I'm just going to overshare with my family members and friends. No, you're oversharing with hackers too. I mean, how often do you just mindlessly click buttons and say, allow access? Sure, I'll allow access. Okay, if you're taking a Facebook quiz, playing an online game, entering a contest, it's understandable because you want a chance to win, but stop and think. Never post your address, other personal information, don't give it to them. Companies like Facebook are just too careless with our privacy. Number 3 is, yes, don't use the same password on multiple sites. You want to use different passwords for every online account. A password manager can help you keep them straight. Number 4 on our list is just don't share your passwords. I know you're thinking like, I'll give you my Netflix login if you give me your Hulu. Well, you know, odds are that you're using similar passwords and somebody could figure it out. And if they're not as secure online as you are, then you could be jeopardizing your accounts. Number five on our list, be careful for the BEC, B-E-C, the business email compromise. It's devastating new highs as far as the amount of crime rate. And basically what you do is you get an employee email that says, hey, you know, hi, we need you to check this. I have an invoice. It's from the company president. It's not. You click your target. Number six on our list is always have plan B. I want you to make sure that you are backing up your files one way or another. And seven on our list is to keep snoops out of your phone and make sure that you don't have viruses and malware and stalkerware on your phone. And look no further than the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show, which is, of course, KOMANDO.com. When you're there, hit the link for Kim's show. Just a quick reminder, I got an email the other day. Somebody said, why don't you have an app, Kim Komando? If anybody should have an app, Kim Komando, you should have an app, Kim Komando. I'm like, okay, how many times are you going to use Kim Komando in the email? We do have an app. Thank you for asking. If you go over into the Apple Store or Google Store and just search for Komando, that's K-O-M-A-N-D-O, is that you can get the official Kim Komando Show app where you can listen to the show, you get the podcast, you get the breaking tech news alerts, also give you your local weather. How's that? And it's absolutely free. So if you don't have the Komando app yet, please do. Go get it now while you're thinking about it. Just download it, and you'll notice I was checking it out the other day, and they're like, all these great reviews. That's Komando. You want to search for Komando with a K, rather, K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Emily Ann in Raleigh, North Carolina. How are you?
Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
I'm good. So what's going on?
Yeah, so first of all, I want to thank you. You know, my parents are big fans of yours. We have the Echo Copier and the ExpressVPN, and my dad is a truck driver, so, you know, you have a huge fan, trucker fan base out there.
That, you know what? That's so great. Thank you for, and tell your dad thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Yes. Yeah, so just to give you kind of like a SparkNote version of myself, I'm a recent college graduate. I graduated last May. I went into school for filmmaking, and I double majored in picture and sound editorial and immersive entertainment with a minor in arts management.
Wow, whoa. That's huge. That's big. Where'd you go to school?
Thank you. I went to UNC School of the Arts. It's in North Carolina.
And so did you always want to get into this field?
Yeah, I kind of always had a passion for filmmaking since I was younger. But unfortunately, with COVID and everything, I still can't find a full-time job.
It's tough.
I am taking, you know, paid internships here and there. I recently had an internship over in England, actually, right before this whole COVID mess happened. But I do a lot of, like, mocap work and virtual reality stuff with different companies.
So let me ask you a question. Yeah. So what do you want to do? What do you want to do, Emily Ann?
Yeah, so ideally, I would love to create immersive entertainment for social justice projects. Recently, with my internship that I have now, we just finished up a project based on raising awareness on human trafficking, and now we're moving on to the foster care system. So I don't know if that's like an ideal starting position that includes pay, but I mean, later down the road, I would love to just help people out through my art.
Now, you know what we did? I interviewed... And I can, you know what, I can send you the information. I'm going to send you the video, too. I interviewed a company, I believe in Los Angeles, or maybe, I think it was in L.A. or Seattle. What they do is they put our servicemen and women who have come back from combat, or maybe suffering from PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for example, there was a gentleman that I spoke to who was having a really hard time when he came back, started drinking and, you know... lashing out at his family, because when it came down to it, he really thought that when there was an IED that went off and some of his folks in his platoon had died, that he could have done more to save them. So he struggled with that and was having nightmares. What more could I have done? What more could I have done? So what they did is they rebuilt the whole scene and they put him in VR glasses. With the sounds and of war. And then he was able to realize that there was nothing more that he could have done.
Right.
So,
wow, that's incredible.
You know, it is. And so if that's something that should interest you, I'll totally hook you up with this company. Maybe there's something that you could do with them.
That would be amazing. Yes.
Okay. So that said, I'm sure that's not why you called. So,
Well, so I have been going through a tornado of phone issues, and I'll kind of quickly give you the rundown before I go to my questions with you. So I am currently on my fifth phone over the past few months. So I have been always like an Android person versus an iPhone person, which is very rare among my friends, especially being, you know, 23 years old. So last August, I went to switch over to the Galaxy S20. And the first issue I had with this phone is that it had no, like, I had no connection whatsoever, no Wi-Fi. So I thought it was a server connection. So, for example, when I went out, I couldn't Google things. I couldn't use any applications that had the internet. It is weird, which was an issue for me, especially when I needed the GPS to drive from place to place. So my parents were like, okay, we'll just order a different S20. So they swapped it out. And now the issue with the second S20 was that the camera didn't work.
Oh my gosh.
The camera failed. And being a filmmaker, I love to take pictures. They're just being a normal person. You know, I like to capture moments with my friends. So they're like, okay, we'll swap it out again. So onto my third S20, not only did I not have the camera with this, I also didn't have the Wi-Fi from the
first
issue.
Oh my gosh. This is a nightmare. Okay.
It is.
We have just a minute more. And if you have to tell me that you go through 10 more S20s, that's where we have to end the call. So real quick, how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Do you think it's a Google account issue that I'm having, or do you think it's something else? I've even tried iPhone, like, it's just, and that was with an iCloud account too. So I don't know if it's me, if it's the phone.
You know what? I have to guess there's something going on with the Google account. You might just want to try opening up a brand new Google account. It would be very odd that you'd have a string of Samsung phones, which really don't have a big history of this type of, you know, problems with it. I mean, the old ones used to go on fire, but you're not having that one. So, you know, what I would do is just simple troubleshooting is I would try to open up a brand new Google account and then see if you have the same issues. And then if I bet you don't. I'm almost 99% sure you're not going to have the same issues. And Mike just whispered in my ear that the gentleman that I was talking about, I want to hook you up with, is Chris Merkel. So I'm going to figure out how to get him in touch with you, Emily Ann, so that this way, if he has any internships or anything available, that we can kind of pave that path. Because if you've been doing this as a kid, and if you can help somebody, that's be really, really amazing. Really, really amazing. Stay right where you are. We're talking about Zoom scams. Yeah, there are Zoom scams here on the Kim Komando Show. So people are using video conferencing more and more, right? We're just totally tired of Zoom. But there's a scam going around. You get a threatening email that says your Zoom account and webcam has been hacked and that you were caught in some type of compromising act. And pay them in Bitcoin, or they're going to share the video with your contacts. There's no video. Just the scammers trying to prey on your fears. Over at Komando.com, we've got some more information about this, as well as another one where they say that they put a Trojan horse in your computer, so you have to pay up. So stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour that you definitely don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network.
All right, up next, it's another hour of the very best of the Kim Komando Show podcast exclusively for Komando community members. This is hour three for the weekend of May 29th, 2021.
All right, you have to listen to these requirements. A dog food company is looking for pet food critics to hire. Not you, silly. A dog. That's right. Your dog can earn $100 a month or more. They say under the qualifications, they're looking for dogs that suffer with regular flatulence, bad hair days, bad breath, and just overall laziness. And your dogs are encouraged to imply. They say that these are symptoms that their brand of dog food can improve. And I know what you're thinking. I wonder if they make human food too. Just asking for a friend. I know. Speaking of dog food, a dog spends his entire life just eating dog food. He doesn't really mind, but the dog is curious about something that he sees his owners eating. It's a true story. It's red and it's kind of circular. He hears that it's called an apple. So this dog one day goes outside and he decides that he would like to try an apple. So he goes up to a tree and he asks for help. He says, "Dear Mr. Oak, dear Mr. Oak, I really would love an apple. I've eaten only dog food my entire life. Please send one down." He soon realizes that he's barking up the wrong tree. Yes. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. You can find us on 400 top stations from coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Network Radio. All right, let's talk about future tech. And it doesn't matter what you're using, Facebook, Google, Amazon, the list goes on, is that they all have these algorithms that influence what you see on their site when you actually go there. And they never really truly explain like how the algorithms work. Well, you know, Facebook tweaks its newsfeed algorithm all the time, which that's why you see certain things at some times and certain things at other times and not. Well, the new study published this past week by a nonprofit research group called Ranking Digital Rights, they say, you know what, we need more transparency behind these algorithms. And what if you could actually choose in the future which algorithm that you'd like them to follow for you? There's just no one-size-fits-all. Well, Consumer Reports presented that question. They're not the first. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey suggested that one day we'll be able to pick from a menu of algorithms. So if you want food videos or political videos, if you change your mind, just some few adjustments. Regardless, the choice will be up to you and not to whatever big tech companies think you're going to like. So long to conspiracy theories. And moving right along, let's talk about Apple, smart clothing. And Google has its own smart clothing line. It uses sensors and yarns and buttons, connects clothes to your smartphone. And they worked with Levi's to make these denim jackets that you just tap on your sleeve. And then all of a sudden the music goes up and down. You get to the next song. And there's also Adidas shoes and a Samsonite backpack, which lets you control your gadgets through your clothes. Well, Apple's playing catch up. I know, what a shocker. And they are working on some smart fabric buttons that are sewn straight into your clothes. They're not really buttons as much as they're sensors. And they say they have unlimited potential in the future. They could analyze your health. It's just a patent. Apple's smart fabric isn't going to hit the market anytime soon. But it is interesting to think that someday we would have smart fabric that would be analyzing our breath, our body temperature, our glucose level, all kinds of great things like that. Maybe even a smart wardrobe. And speaking of your wardrobe, let's talk about some glasses. You know, one of the things that's always frightening to me when I'm riding my bike, no matter which side of the road that you ride on, I'm always like, who's behind me? And are they coming up too fast or too slow? What if I put my bike just a little bit off of the bike lane? Am I going to get wiped out? And I'm just talking about when I'm on my Peloton. Well, according to Kickstarter, the new project, there's an Olympic athlete and a physicist. They teamed up to create a pair of glasses that help bicyclists see exactly what's behind them. So this way, you don't have to like do what I call the exorcist yawn, where you're like, you take your head and you flip it all around to look behind you. The whole idea is that you have glasses truly in the back of your head. It's called Hensight glasses, designed to keep you safe, almost like a rear view mirror, but it's going to be on your head. They raised over $140,000 over on Kickstarter, and now, unlike a lot of Kickstarter projects, this one has actually come to fruition. It's a real product you can buy online. It's two-part angled lenses, has semi-transparent mirrors. It's not cheap. It's going to set you back, say, $280. Wow. But if it could save your life, that's really something. And this next story I saw over at CNN, and it looked like one of those sci-fi things in the picture, like you see this red beam coming down onto the planet Earth, and you're like, what is going on with that? Is it aliens? No, it's a prototype. Pentagon scientists say they have shot up a solar panel the size of a pizza box, and what they're going to be using this is to generate some energy that they would actually beam back from outer space to planet Earth. And they say it's going to revolutionize the way that Earth gets its energy. So imagine we could have all these solar panels all throughout the planet beaming energy back to Earth instead of us having these nuclear power plants or solar panels on the ground. This hasn't really been tested yet, but they do show that a certain panel can transmit about 10 watts of energy. Okay, 10 watts of energy, it's not a lot, but it is enough to charge up a tablet. So we would need a lot more power with that. the bottom line is that, you know, anything's possible when you start putting everything up in the sky. And as we think about everything that's happening in the world right now, as far as going to Mars and the moon, and the ISS, really, this space race is getting really amazing. And finally, have you seen the picture of the brand new U.S. Postal Service mail truck of the future? Okay. They have a $485 million contract out there, and we're going to start seeing these new delivery trucks in 2023. But when you start looking at the pictures of the truck, you're like, wow, it looks kind of weird. I mean, we're all used to these little gas-powered trucks that buzz up and down our streets, right? And they haven't been updated for many, many years. So the USPS, they really do need new vehicles. And hopefully there are going to be a whole bunch of EVs along the way, too. But when you start analyzing the picture of the U.S. Postal Service truck, it does look like something out of the Flintstones, I admit. But it has this huge front window. And the huge front window is there so that they can see pedestrians more easily and cars and pets and whatever else may be on the road. And there's also going to be some GPS sensors and probably a dash cam built in on the inside. But it is nice to see that the Postal Service is getting involved as far as new technologies. And it reminds me of a joke. Now, I'm a blonde, in case you're wondering. So blondes can tell blonde jokes. If you're not a blonde, you really shouldn't tell a blonde joke, especially if you're a male, because then you're considered, well, you know, one of those male chauvinist pigs, right? So being a blonde, I can tell you a blonde joke. Are you ready? Yes. A blonde was at the post office and started shouting into the envelope. And the postal service worker behind the counter said, "Ma'am, ma'am, what are you doing?" And the blonde said, "Sending a voicemail." Okay, Mike, you can never sell. You can't tell anybody that joke because you have no hair. So that's not going to work.
Bummer.
That's not going to work. All right, still to come this hour, we're talking about Facebook privacy. We can limit those targeted ads. Oh, we've got a great tip about prepping your tech for power outages. YouTube tips and tricks you don't want to miss. And also, one of the most popular Android apps has some serious security issues. And of course, we have all of your great phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you can get the entire show, all 3 hours, all three unique hours every single week over at getkim.com. It costs a couple of bucks a month because we're not big tech and we're not tracking and selling ads wherever you go. And again, you get a 30-day free trial after that. Again, just a few bucks a month. We offer discounts for military, seniors, and vets and service personnel over at getkim.com. And if you ever have a question for me that you'd like me to answer here on the show or in one of our tip newsletters or on our website, just head over to the website. Once again, that's commando.com, of course. And at the bottom of every single page, there's a link that says Contact Kim. Ken in Honolulu, Hawaii. Hello there, Ken.
Aloha, Kim.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine. And I have a question for you regarding a YouTube site that I built.
Okay.
It's mostly classical music, mostly organ stuff. I have over 1,000 subscribers. I've never considered what they call monetizing. I
sure.
Guess, does that mean you make money off it? Or?
Yeah, you can be making money right now as we speak.
How do you make that happen? I've got no idea. I'm completely.
I want to make
I'm
money.
Dumbfounded. I'm not.
Okay. Well, let me tell you. I went over to your YouTube channel and I went down the pipe organ rabbit hole. And here, let's listen for everybody. They can hear how wonderful you play. Listen to that. It is so beautiful. How long have you played?
Yes. I taught myself to play 40 years ago.
Wow, that is really something. Okay, so I did look at, you're right, you have a lot of, you have some where you played at a cathedral in Los Angeles, it looks like. Mostly,
yes, mostly the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels.
Yeah, mostly church and Catholic-oriented music, which is great. Now, in order to make money, that's not going to really draw them in. So let me ask you a question. Could you play this song on the organ?
Go for it.
Could you play that?
I could.
Okay, how about
I hear it.
Okay, how about this one? How about could you play that one? Your song?
I could.
Okay, how about this next one? You could certainly play that.
Yes.
Okay, so the whole idea is that you need to have a shtick, okay?
A shtick.
Yes, an angle, something unique, where I couldn't find anybody playing these songs on a pipe organ on YouTube. I'm sure maybe there is, but I couldn't find a heck of a lot of them. And so you could be like the contemporary pipe organ player. I want you to now listen to this song.
Go ahead.
Mike's queuing it up. We don't hear it, Mike. Oh, there it is. Okay, you certainly could play that.
Yeah, that is a little bit closer to classical organ.
Okay, so that is a song from a video game that gentleman's playing. 10 million views on that one song, 10 million views, and every year he puts out an album and on an LP, and he sold out in 2020. Now, what he does is he plays video game music on the pipe organ. So think of some type of angle, maybe it's not popular music, something that would lend itself better than my suggestions, because I am not a musician by any choice and by any means. And gosh knows you don't want me to sing for you, Ken, because that would be pretty nasty and they'd probably take me off
Ken,
the air.
I love your show. And these are great suggestions. I just never crossed my mind. I'm so happy that you gave these to me.
Well, you know, now that you have the suggestions, what I want you to do is go run with them. And then as you start putting together your songs, is I want you to think of me as your secret little weapon. I'm your little friend on your shoulder to say, try this and do this. But first come up with the ideas and then call me back, Ken, and say, okay, here are three samples. Send me three samples of what you want to sell on YouTube, what you can sell, what you think would make a lot of sense. And then we'll talk about monetizing it. And then heck, who knows? Maybe you're the next pipe organ YouTube star. Stranger things have happened, Ken. Thank you so much for your call. Stay right where you are. We have some great tips and calls you don't want to miss. Over on Facebook's side, Facebook loves your data because targeted ads mean more money for them. The ads are based on things like pages you and your friends follow, your location, you check in. But you can adjust your Facebook ad preferences. And like, for example, if you start seeing an ad for ugly boots all along the way, you can adjust the preferences so you don't see them. You can also manage ad topics like alcohol, pets, social issues, politics, limiting how many ads that you see. Over at commando.com, hit it up because we have instructions on everything on how you can set that up on the website. And depending on where you live, the next couple of months might get a little bumpy when it comes to weather. Tropical storms, typical storms are an inconvenience, but the bad ones you don't expect can have lasting impacts. Just look at what Texas and Arkansas and the other states have been going through recently in terms of power outages. So it's always a good idea to be prepared to lose power for a couple of hours or a couple of weeks. It starts with the usual supplies, flashlights, battery-powered radios, the whole drill. But also make sure that your phones, your tablets, your laptops, rechargeable flashlights, battery chargers are also charged up. You have handheld chargers. You also have larger power stations like Anchor and Jackery. They can charge phones multiple times. Take a look at a UPS for your modem and router, maybe for your entire office setup. You also might want to even take a look at having a generator. We've got a lot more tips, of course, over on the website at commando.com. Rachel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hi there, Rachel.
Hi, Kim. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh,
my
you're
kids
anytime.
Wanted to let you know that they love to watch the videos in class, and usually because they're only like 7 to 12 minutes long, it doesn't take very much class time, and they are you're a big fan of theirs. So
thank you.
So
thank you.
But I have two questions today, rather than one long one. My first question is, what specific skills do I need to teach to ensure that my students can thrive in the future tech market? And because I'm a career tech teacher, but and the second one is, what types of jobs or tech jobs do you see in the next 5 to 10 years that may or not currently exist? So that was the two questions.
You just said one. We're only allowed to give you one answer.
I know. Well, I thought I'd squeeze it all together.
And then, Kim Commando, I'm wondering if you have the winning lottery numbers.
Because... Well, we have a logarithm. We're going to write for that to see if we can work on that. That's next week's lesson.
So. And so you said 9 to 12th grade?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you doing any type of robotics?
We do some, but my classroom is so small, it's not really set up to do the large amount of robotics that we would like to do. But I think in the next year or so, I'm going to get a newer classroom, and I'm hoping to install that. But that was on my list.
Yeah, you know,
stuff I would like to do.
You know, when you start looking at futures robotics, definitely there, VR, AR.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
AI
AR for sure.
AR for sure. VR is kind of poking along a little bit because of the limitations on the glasses. But now with my iPhone 12, I can walk around my truck. I'm going to have to post this. I walk around my truck and I have a full 3D representation of my truck sitting right there. It's astounding to me to be able to do things like that. Data security, data analytics. Analytics is huge right now. If you were to have somebody graduate with a degree in data analytics from college, the starting salary is somewhere in the range of like $130,000 starting salary.
Yeah.
Okay. EV.
It's almost, okay. What was that?
EV, electronic, you know, electric vehicles.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's no longer like, well, you know, you better start learning JavaScript and C++. And no.
Whatever.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, more JavaScript. We're not going to be at it there.
Yeah.
Maybe look at if they wanted a language like something like Python.
I do teach in Python. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe looking at cloud, Amazon AWS, they have some certifications. Are they going to go to college?
All right. We have kids that are, this is an alternative school, and they don't have the financial foundation, really, to go to school.
Okay.
Most of them work full-time now.
Oh, wow.
And come to school when they can. So, and I love my job, and I love my kids, but, you know, some of them don't even have parents. We have 16 and 17-year-olds that are living in centers because they don't have anybody to take care of them. And I love my kids, and I got to give them the best of what I can. I don't want to give them obsolete information. That's one of the reasons I contacted you, because I refuse to give them things that are not going to be quality. It's going to be something that they can actually take out of my classroom and use. So half of them maybe get to college, but more than likely half of them won't.
All right.
True.
So let's change gears just a little bit then. Look at something called CompTIA. CompTIA. They have 4 computer technician certifications from entry level to expert. And so this would be something where when they got out of school, if they had these certifications, where they could actually get a job. Where we're not saying, okay, well, you know, with robotics, you know, it's something in the future. You're going to like to have the foundation. It's going to look on your resume that you were the president of the robotics club in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. We don't have that time. So, like I said, Amazon AWS, they offer certifications. I would look for certifications. And I don't know what type of big tech companies are in your area. But if I were you, I would call out to the HR department, whatever those companies are, and say, I have some really talented students that would love to be an intern. And I want to make sure that I'm giving them the skills that you want when you're hiring them.
Right.
So what type of certifications do they need in order to get hired? And so that,
what kind of skills?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're not putting them in a place where they're going to apply to Stanford or Berkeley, or even
exactly
even the University of Oklahoma. But it does, right. Sounds like they're going to need to do some work in order to get there. And if they are already working now, how lucky they are to have you, really. I mean, you're just a blessing on them, I'm sure. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, I think so. And what types of jobs were the one thing that I was kind of wanted to know about in the next 5 to 10 years that may or may not currently exist? Because it's like, I don't want to prepare for them for something that's going to be obsolete.
Well,
I know when I learned Fortran, I'm 60 years old. Everything that I've learned is obsolete.
Yes.
I don't want that for him.
Well, but it's going to, whatever they learn today is going to be obsolete. You know Moore's Law. There's no way that you can prepare. I mean, you learned Fortran. I learned COBOL. Hello.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Give me a pick statement. I wouldn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you can say you're going to give them the skills for 5 years. I think if you get them, I think if you get them out within the next 6 to 18 months, however long you have them, 24 months, 36 right. months, and you give them the foundation to get them at least employed in a
right.
in a field that is growing. They're not mm-hmm. going in the field exploding. And if they can get a mentor at a company along the way,
right?
How fabulous would that be? How great would that be?
Right.
I mean, how wonderful it is that you're in their lives, that you care enough to point them in these directions. And that's why if the goal is to get them employed, let's contact the employer and let's work backwards.
Backwards, yeah. And I do have many and three different avenues for internships. I've already got that worked out. But I really kind of wanted, you have your, you know, hand on or a pulse. You know what's going on in this country. You know how technology is, where it's going. And I feel like that I look everywhere. And, of course, if you are into the, you know, sometimes when you wake up in the Matrix, you don't even realize you're there. It's like, what is all this stuff, you know? It's like, oh, I want a new hand printer. Oh, wow, that's cool. Well, you know what? Maybe in 2 years, that's going to be, you know, not the thing anymore.
So, it is. It's,
you
it's,
know.
It's you go to the library. Use the printer there. We don't need to buy one right now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Tell me, just, you know, try the back road a little bit and then let me know how that works out. But I think if you're looking at look at some certifications that you can empower these kids with, just not just skills, but also a level of confidence when they go interview and they say, yeah, look what I got. And thank you for your call today. How wonderful. What a great person she is. All right, a couple of YouTube tips and tricks I want to pass along. First of all, you may not be aware of, but keyboard shortcuts are really big. If you tap the K or the space bar, you can play or pause a video. Pressing the letter M mutes it. And if your eyes are bothering, switch to dark theme. Just tap your profile picture followed by settings and appearance. And if you're tired of telling someone to check a certain part of the video, go into like 5 minutes or so into the video. That's the best part. Well, what you want to do is right-click, select copy video URL at a current time. You send them that link and it's good to go. Hit commando.com for more YouTube tips, including how to change the speed of the videos that you're watching. And of course, you'll find that over on the website. Stay right where you are. One of the most popular Android apps has some serious security issues I'm going to tell you about here on the Kim Commando Show. Hey, just a quick reminder that you can get our podcast, not the Kim Commando Show. You can get the podcast, Tech You Should Know, Tech Refresh, and also the Daily Tech Update. Listen whenever you want. When you're out walking, maybe you're doing the laundry, maybe you're doing the dishes, you're shoveling snow, whatever it is. I'm really good to shovel snow with, by the way. And you can find our podcast over on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's commando.com/podcasts. And when you're there, go ahead and hit the big old subscribe button, because that means that every time we release a podcast, you get them automatically, even when you're sleeping. Larry in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Hey, Larry.
Hi. How you doing, Kim?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Well, real quick, I wanted to tell you I love your jokes.
Thank you. Somebody. See, look, Michael's like, you know what he's going to say? Go ahead, Mike. Just say it. Now, don't encourage
her. Don't
him.
Encourage her.
But I'm actually calling for something serious, which is I wanted to find out what you know about using Zoom and China spying on Americans. You know, there's millions of Americans that use Zoom now.
Oh, yeah.
And I've heard that China is really spying on everybody that uses Zoom, all the way down to, you know, collecting all kinds of data, including where you live and everything.
Well, let me ask you.
Obviously, having all the content of the calls.
Well, yes, which AI can decipher at any given moment.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you this question: when is China not spying? Okay.
Well,
I mean, seriously.
Sadly, you know,
it's. And I think the pandemic has brought it to light. And I don't want to get all political and crazy because everybody gets charged. And I mean, all you have to do is say the sky's gray and not black or white. And people are like, ah, you know.
Yep, exactly.
Is that we really, I think.
It actually is gray here today.
Okay, well, it is. Thank you.
It actually is gray today.
Well, the reason why I say that is because, and then we'll talk about China, is that Rush Limbaugh passed away.
Right.
And I put on my Twitter feed something, whether you agreed with him or not, he was a force. He created the talk radio format when radio stations were floundering.
Yes, that's right.
And for that, I am grateful that action allowed me to have a career in broadcasting. That's all I said.
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. You should have seen it, Larry. Oh, you know, you like Limbaugh ought to have a painful death. And all these like angry, mean people, mean pants. And so we live in this time where you can't even say something about anything without anybody going cray cray on you. It's not so. But
I'm very scared of the way the left attacks the right. It's very scary.
It's yeah, it is. And
yeah.
The internet just reads it because they think that they're anonymous and they think they can just get out there and say things and whatever. But China is a problem all across the board. China's a problem in technology because that's where all our components are made. They steal everything that we have. They treat
right.
their people terribly.
Oh, I know. It's horrible.
And finally, Apple is finally moving some of their operations out of China. They're moving them to Vietnam. Which I don't know what took them so long.
Money.
Of course. Follow the money train.
So
you're talking,
right.
But with Zoom, yeah, they've gotten their hands slapped a few times already. And those are the times that we know about. So should you have highly confidential state secret calls on Zoom? No. I don't think they really care about me talking to Allie and Ben about what we're going to write about on the website next week.
Right.
But it is a consideration that everything's being tracked up to and including where we are, what we're doing. They have access to just about everything, unfortunately.
That's terrible.
And, you know, how do we get it back into our country? And that becomes a political issue that I don't want to get into because all it's going to do for Larry, it's going to spark the fires.
Well, are there any alternatives that are, you know, better choices for Americans?
I would probably say Google Meet. That's encrypted connection.
Okay.
And if you don't want to be going through the servers and wherever else that they're located, we use Google Meet for our calls. But, you know, a lot of times people just want to use Zoom. And so you use Zoom. But it's something, it is a consideration that if you are having highly confidential discussions, don't be using Zoom. Just don't be using it. A friend of mine, I never forget this, a couple of years ago, she called me up. She goes, I don't know what to do. I said, what? She calls me from China. She said, I don't know what to do. She connected to the Wi-Fi at the hotel, big name hotel. And all of a sudden, everything on her hard drive, the light went incredibly slow and the laptop became hot to the touch Who knows what kind of data that they just downloaded everything just by connecting to the Wi-Fi. Hey, listen, if you have an app called Share It on your Android, you need to remove it. The researchers found that, well, it has a lot of vulnerabilities that would allow attacks onto your phone that's just difficult to detect. We have more information about it over on the website, exactly where you can find me 24/7, KOMANDO.com.